the model of the building, you will see a factory that embodies a formidable synthesis of design, usefulness, and perfection of traditional materials and techniques. Now you are on the factory's former production floor, which operated as an organic open space 24 hours a day. Note the peculiar sawtooth-shaped roof that covers the building. The typical straight roof of the time was reinterpreted by Moncuni, who used 161 tile vaults, also known as the Catalan vault. These are sustained by 300 iron columns, which are also both used as rainwater downspouts and support columns for the drive shafts. The transmission system formed by axles, wheels, and pulleys, which you can see on the ceiling. The drive shafts were the ingenious devices that transferred the force from the steam engine to every single machine in the factory. We begin our tour in the permanent exhibition, devoted to the textile industry in its original context, that of a turn-of-the-century factory. You will learn about the wool production process at that time, industrial premises, the machinery that was used, and what it was like to work in a factory. Let's begin. Stand before the model of the building and turn to your right. Walk towards a door that leads to another room. Walk down the steps you find there, following the sign to the textile factory and the coal stacks.